Cat took his hand in hers so that she could study all the scars that marred its beauty. She remembered when she was a young woman and her mother had summoned her to her bedroom.
"Help me, Katra. We have to take his powers from him or he'll kill me."
Cat flinched at the memory. Sin had been unconscious at the time. Too young and gullible. She'd done what her mother had requested. And she had ruined the man before her. He'd kill her if he ever learned that truth.
"What happened to your father?" she asked.
Sin stroked her fingers with his thumb before he pulled away from her. "Infighting and outfighting. What's the old saying? Beware Greeks bearing gifts? Apollo and your mother came in as friends to spread lies. They systematically turned each of us against the other until there was no trust left. Not that I'd ever had much to begin with. After I was drained and de-godded, I tried to warn the others, but they didn't think it could happen to them. I was a fool, after all, and deserved what happened. They were all smarter than I was, or so they thought."
"And yet here you are, while they're all gone." He nodded.
"Survival is the best revenge. Me and the cockroach."
"And the Galu?"
He laughed at that. "Probably. It would serve me right to have to fight those bastards for the rest of eternity."
Cat smiled at his humor. He really was a smart, funny ex-god. There was something about him that was absolutely infectious, and it made her giddy just to be around him. It wasn't often that she liked someone so readily, but even in spite of everything she'd heard about him, she wanted to believe in him. It made no sense. And yet all she wanted to do was reach out and touch him, to kiss him again and see what would have happened had Apollyme not blasted them apart. Instinctively, she took a step toward him, and she would have probably made a move had a strange shiver not gone down her spine. It was a tingle she knew all too well. Daemon. Born of the cursed Apollyte race that was forced to die painfully at the tender age of 27, daemons could only survive if they began feeding on human souls. It was why they had to be hunted and killed. As soon as a soul was taken, it would begin to die in the foreign body. The only way to save that soul and send it to its proper place was to kill the daemon before the soul died. Now one of the daemons was nearby. A knock sounded on the door. It made her blood run cold. There was a daemon outside. She knew it. She tried to stop Sin as he went to answer the knock, but he didn't listen. He swung the door open, and sure enough, there was a tall blonde daemon standing there in a black suit. Manifesting a knife in her hand, she ran for him.